Hey guys, it's Dan. So in this video, I'm going to talk to you about management by walking around.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well. So I've just got back from England. So we've been in the UK for maybe 10 days, and we've been in the UK because we've got a couple of houses come empty. We were converting a house back from a HMO back to a normal single let, so we've been staying there while doing it up at the same time. And one of the reasons for me doing that, rather than just controlling it over here in Spain, is that it's fine controlling stuff here from Spain, but you kind of miss out on some of the nuances. And also, when you've got other people doing stuff for you, they kind of don't understand it like you want it to be. So it ends up not being the same standard, if you like. Or just miss stuff, you know, little things. Door handles, you know. There's a door handle missing on the lounge. On the lounge door. I have no idea why the door handle's missing. No one's ever told me about it. It's like, we'll just stick a door handle on that. It's 10 quid. Let's just fix that. So it kind of drives me mad a little bit. And one of the things I have realised, and I think this is the balance that you need, Padawan, in life, it's balance between not doing anything and actually doing something. And I think that's really important. And you also get a lot more done with management by walking around. And it's almost like, you know, the boss is coming, quick, look busy kind of thing. But you want to see what people are up to. And you want to make sure they're not kind of taking the mick. And that the standard of job is pretty good. And also, we're not taking too long on doing a job. You know, sometimes we don't need the best paint job. But if I was living in a house, I don't need the best paint job ever. What I do need is I need it painted quickly. We've got, you know, four rooms to do, and we've got 2 days to do it in. Let's get it done. Not one room per day. I haven't got time for that. Because we've got all these other jobs to do as well. So the management by walking around worked really well. So I'll give you an example. Winston Churchill used this in World War II, so I'm led to believe. And one of the problems that they had was getting enough steel for the Spitfires. And so, and the factory's up in the north. And so Winston Churchill got the train and came up north. And he's walking around and he's like, well, what about all that steel? And he's pointing at railings outside people's houses. So if you go up north, I've got a house in Hyde Park, and what happens is you can see the railings are actually built into the outside walls, but they've actually been cut. The reason they've been cut is that they were removed and used for fighter aircraft in World War II. So when they were complaining that they were running out of steel, they actually hadn't, they just needed to recycle some of the steel that they already had. And that's management by walking around. Everybody else told him that there wasn't enough steel. He gets up on a train, he gets there, he goes there, instantly, because he can see things instantly. And for me, I don't know why, for some reason I go through periods of time where I'm like, oh, my opinion's not important, I don't know what I'm doing, I haven't got a bloody clue. And then I get up on site and I go, do this, do that, move this, move that. Over the last 10 days, sorting this house out, I mean, we've absolutely killed it. I mean, absolutely killed it. We've done a really good job. And it's like, it does remind me that actually, Dan, do you know what? You actually do know what you're doing. And it's been so long since I've done that. And so that's been a really big learning for me that I needed to relearn. But actually, Dan, you just need to get on site a little bit more and get management by walking around. And also, it allows you to get to know people a little bit better, the people that you're working for you, the handyman that you've not really met overly. Spend a little bit of time with, talking about life, universe, kids, you know, all sorts of stuff. And I think that helps as well. Just help getting a better working relationship with the people that are working for you. And to, you know, for you to say, that's a really good job there, well done. Thank you for sorting that out, I really appreciate that. Like, little things. When you're all the way over in Spain, I think people just think sometimes I'm sat on the beach, sometimes I am. Not all day, every day. Most of the time, sat on the desk bloody working. especially in winter, you can't go to the beach. But it's this idea of management by walking around. And so sometimes, you know, like, I get on site and, you know, my plumber, obviously, is a better plumber than I am. My handyman is a better handyman than I am. My decorator is a better decorator than I am. But, and my floor layer, my carpet fitter, my lino fitter, they're much better at doing that than I am. But what we're not good at is seeing the bigger picture and how it all fits. And they can't see beyond their own job, if you like. And so they need you on site because you can see the bigger picture. And this actually quite annoys me sometimes. I mean, I got a lift to the airport from my dad, which is very kind of him. And he said, and I'd worked it all out, worked out all my timings. The airports are absolute chaos right now. We've seen scenes in Manchester where people kind of scrap in a little bit. It's just Manchester, that. and actually, when I went to Leeds Bradford Airport, it was an hour and 10 minutes to get through security, but I'd actually paid for Fast Track, which cost me a fiver, and I was through in less than 10 minutes, which is amazing, by the way. Always use Fast Track. And my dad was like, oh, and I said, oh, can I have a lift to the airport? It's like, at 1:30, it's like, yeah, what time's your flight? I'm like, dude, you don't need to know what time my goddamn flight is. I just need a lift at 1:30, because I know then he's going to be like, oh, Jimmy, you don't need to be there that long. And I'm like, but you have no clue what's going on at the airport. So why am I listening to you? I've worked it all out. You don't have to worry about any of that. Just, can I have a lift, please? That's it. And can I, so what I'm saying there is that one of the things I get frustrated with is having to explain the bigger picture to the individual parts. And because what I've found is that even though you explain it, they think you're mad, they think you're crazy. They just don't understand it. And they can't understand it because for whatever reason, they just don't see a bigger picture. They just see their little piece of the puzzle and they believe that that's the entire puzzle. And it's not. The jigsaw puzzle is made up of many moving parts. You're putting the jigsaw puzzle together and you need each part to do its own little thing. So look, that's management by walking around. Hope that's useful for you. And we'll catch up with you on the next video, management and latter. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.